Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
To attend one of our live shows, go to sparklondon.com.
You're not up to it, and I'm certainly not. That is the last thing my childhood dentist said to me, right after he said that I would probably need a root canal. I left the dentist, and I cried all the way home. Me and my dentist really hadn't had a very good relationship. Like a lot of people, I was scared of the dentist as a teenager, and as a child, actually. My mum knew this, so she would never tell me that she'd booked an appointment. The first I would know about it is I'd be sitting in maths doing some maths sum, and then there'd be a tannoy at school telling me to go to reception. And there my mum would be with a toothbrush saying, oh, you've got a dentist appointment. And I would get in the car and freak out a bit. And I'd get to the dentist. And I'd lie flat in the dentist chair, and every time he did anything, I would wince and I would wriggle, and I was an absolute nightmare. And he would try and get in my mouth, and he'd stop and he'd sigh. And I just knew I was his worst patient of the day, and I imagined him going home to his wife and telling her all about what a dreadful, dreadful patient I was, and I was the reason that he was late home. And it was awful. And then he would always end by showing me horrific pictures of teeth and telling me this is what was going to happen to me. And they were really awful images that would stay with me later that night. So I walked out of that dentist appointment, and I didn't go back for 10 years. So 10 years passed, and my teeth did start to hurt. And actually, my fear got worse and worse, to the point where, you know, not only could I not listen to the sound of a drill, I couldn't talk about teeth even. I just could not even have a conversation. I certainly couldn't let anyone look at my teeth. I was quite embarrassed by them. But just no one could look at my teeth. And I couldn't look at anyone else's teeth. It was really getting quite bad. And yeah, so 10 years later, I realised I'm a grown woman now. I actually have the money to go to the dentist. And I should really face my fears. That's a good thing to do. So I decided one afternoon, I also remembered that Google had been invented. And that perhaps if I Googled dentist for phobics, there might be someone out there that could help someone like me. So one afternoon, I sat down with my laptop on my lap and I typed in dentist phobics. And lo and behold, up popped loads and loads of websites. And my God, there's loads of stuff out there for people who are frightened of the dentist. You can go and have aromatherapy before you go to the dentist. You can have someone giving you massages. You can watch the telly while you're doing all this. So that was a massive revelation, but it was hard work because every single website that I went on featured massive pictures of teeth. Every single website. It was really stressful. And worse than that, there were some websites that had a little questionnaire to fill in to discover how phobic you really, really are. And it would ask you, how do you feel a week prior to your appointment? How do you feel when this happens, when that happens, when the other happens? And by the end of 20 minutes of Googling, I was an absolute wreck. Tears streaming down my face. I was really not enjoying the experience. It really put me off. But I persevered. And eventually I clicked on one website, and up popped a pink page with tulips on it. That was it. No teeth. Oh, I was like, wow, they actually understand what it's like to be frightened of the dentist. And it just had in the middle, imagine waking up tomorrow not having to worry about your teeth. And I thought, that is what I want. That's wonderful. So I rang up and I booked an appointment. They make you pay before you go. And they explained that this is because people bolt. They run before they get there. And they said, if you pay, you'd be more likely to actually turn up to the appointment. So I paid, and for the first time in my life, I anticipated a dentist appointment. And the 2 weeks running up to it were really scary. Each day, it got worse and worse and worse. And on the day, I dutifully took my toothbrush, like my mum taught me, and brushed my teeth in a cafe before I went in. And I walked in. Now, that she, Jenny is the dentist's name. She belongs to a big practice with lots and lots of dentists. So there was a bank of receptionists as I walked in, and it was obvious who I was there to see because there was only one dentist for phobics. And they said, "You're for Jenny, aren't you?" Because I was shaking like a leaf. I didn't have eye contact with anyone. I was a right mess. And I said yes, and bless them, they ushered me straight in. I didn't have to wait. And there's Jenny standing at the door, and I walk over into her room, and I heave a massive sob, and then I cry like I haven't ever cried in my life. Heaving, crying, the anticipation was so much. And she ushered me into a chair, not a dentist chair, just a normal chair. I could have hugged her. And I sat down, crying and crying and crying. And out of nowhere, she shoves in my hand a squashy toy of a cow. She said, "This is Maisie. Maisie helps a lot of people in here." And I hug Maisie, so happy that someone knew that that's what I needed. And she said, "Well done, well done. If all you do in this 40-minute appointment slot is you sit here and cry, that's fine, because you've achieved something. A lot of people don't even make it this far. You can sit here and cry the whole time. It doesn't matter." And as soon as she said that, I stopped crying. And I was fine. And we had a conversation. And I talked about my old dentist and what I didn't like and things like that. And then she said, "Do you want to sit in a chair, in the dentist chair?" And I said, "Yeah, that's fine." And I sat in the chair. It was fine. And she said, "Can I have a look?" Okay. So she had a look. And she said, "It's not that bad, considering, you know, you haven't been for 10 years. That's fine." And so subsequently, over the next couple of months, I had lots of appointments with her. Each time I had Maisie. Each time I had some diazepam. But I did manage to have my root canal and lots of other treatment too. And I realised that actually I wasn't really frightened of the pain, and I didn't really need Maisie or the diazepam, although I'll never say no. What I needed was someone that would just let me behave however I needed to. And actually, I am up for it, and I am up to it, as long as I just don't feel ashamed of myself. And I need someone around me that can help me feel okay with that, and I'm absolutely fine. So I am still scared of the dentist, because after all that treatment, it did cost me $4,000. So I'm quite scared of the bill, but otherwise I'm okay. That's it. Thank you.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Audio by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.